Shares. Market. The S&P.
The ASX.
Stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks version, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me is Anirban Mahanty. Now, Doc, we had a question this week I thought we'd tackle in our Money Hacks episode. Basically, the question is just, what is the share market? We had a listener who has an 11-year-old son. He said, look, I want to explain to him what's going on. What is the share market? And I kind of get it, right? It's a difficult concept to try and explain to an 11-year-old. But this guy wants his son to start understanding, so he can start investing, which we love. And super, super glad that Womble is his name, at least his screen name. Glad that you're getting your son involved. But Doc, help Womble out. Just what is the share market and why should we care?
That's a fantastic question. So the share market is basically the place where businesses that are listed, public businesses, that trade. And that basically gives you an opportunity to buy into real businesses.
Right.
So think about your Commonwealth Bank. You can actually own a piece of Commonwealth Bank.
I think it's really important, right? So this is not, so the share market is not the numbers you see on the TV news every night. I mean, they are that to some degree, but that's just the kind of the financial and the kind of, you know, short-term ups and downs and whatevers. The underlying reality of the share market is these are real companies that basically are just owned by a lot of people. So your local newsagent's probably owned by the one guy behind the lady behind the counter. Your local greengrocer is probably owned by the person behind the counter. Your local car wash is probably owned by at least one of the guys behind the counter. When it comes to large businesses, they're simply too big to be owned by just one person. Take Woolies, for example, right? Woolies has probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of owners. And to make that work, the share market exists to let us buy and sell bits of Woolies as we go. Those small pieces are called shares, and simply it just means you get a very, very, very small piece of Woolies. If you buy those shares, you're a part owner in that business. Now, Doc, tell me, what is it about the success of those businesses and how can we share in that success?
Well, I mean, the best way to think about them is that businesses basically, when they're succeeding, they're going to be generating more profits. And I mean, you know, the profits are going to mean that, well, they're going to pay us back in some sense. One way they pay us back is they give us back some of that profit in the form of dividends, right? So we have the opportunity to enjoy a portion of the cash that the business generated via dividends. Sometimes the companies don't pay a dividend and they might decide to reinvest in the growth of the business, and that's fine too. Mm-hmm. If the business grows, then you know, one would hope that the share price eventually grows, or the business becomes, basically the business becomes more valuable, mm-hmm. and therefore you own a larger chunk of that business.
Right. So let's say you're shopping in Woolies and you go and spend $100 on a week's worth of groceries. Good luck if you can do that. But let's say you spend $100 on groceries. Those groceries probably cost Woolies about $75 to buy. They're making a profit on those groceries of about $25. Now, from that $25, they're going to pay for the checkout chick and the guy who stacks the shelves. They're going to pay for the trucks. They're going to pay for people at head office. They're going to pay for the marketing. Once that's all done, there's probably about $5 or $6 left. So every time you spend $100 at Woolies, the company gets to keep $5 or $6 of that. That's their profit. And that gets divided up, again, as Doc said, across the owners of that business. Now, it's not always paid out as a dividend, but a dividend is the amount of cash you can get twice a year normally. That is it your share of the profits that the company makes, or at least the excess money they've got left over, that they're going to give out to the shareholders. As a business owner, you get to share in some of that business's success and some of the money it makes. The good news here is if that happens, you get richer as the company does better. If you can find a great company and you want to own part of that company through investing on the share market, you can share in some of that good, lovely dividend cash. Or as Doc said, if they want to keep growing, the shares will be worth more. The value of your ownership of that company will go up because everyone else thinks, wow, that Woolies is doing great. We want to buy it for even a higher price. And if you want to, at some point, you can sell your shares and make a profit, a capital gain on that sale. So investing in the share market, really, really smart idea. Be long-term about it. If you're 11, I think 12 probably feels like a lifetime away. You're going to have to invest for a long period of time because the share market is also a bit what we call volatile. It's up and down. The market is excited and depressed from time to time, and that can send share prices all over the place. But over the long term, great businesses bought at decent prices tend to do very, very, very well for investors. In fact, here's some numbers for you. If you'd bought $10,000 worth of shares 30 years ago, you'd have $148,000 today. Or in simpler terms, if you put $10 on the ASX, you'd have $148 now. That's not a bad way to go. And that's exactly why we think you should invest in the share market. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.